This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Called Camp Chase from the Bradford Bog People, a band that's been together now for about 7 years. They started out in the Bradford, New Hampshire area, and they got their name from living in the Bradford, New Hampshire area. We're going to come back and find out a little bit more about the Bradford Bog People, but first, another tune. This is NHPR.
Bring back Dollar.
Thank you.
Bradford Bog People in the studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. The Bradford Bog People includes Woody Pringle on the banjo and other instruments, and T. McLean from Stratford, Vermont. She plays the fiddle and the banjo and guitar, also does some clogging. And Beth Eldridge is a fiddler from Bradford who studied with Alan Block, as well as Bruce Molsky and others, and has a goal to climb all of the New Hampshire White Mountain 4,000 footers, and has done almost all of them. Still has to do one more. So when are you going to get that into your schedule, Beth? When are you going to get that last 4,000 footer on your schedule?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know at this point.
It's kind of hard with all these music projects that you've got going on, isn't it?
Yes, and with working and everything else that that comes up, yeah.
Now, what drew you to doing this kind of music, Beth?
Well, let me see. I think I first heard bluegrass way back in the 70s, and I got interested in playing the fiddle. And all fiddle music back then, to me, sounded all the same. And I was lucky to discover Alan Block and started taking lessons with him. And he sort of nudged me in the direction of Southern old time. So that's where I landed.
That's kind of where your old-time roots are.
Yeah.
And what about you, Woody? How did you come across this?
Well, way back when, 100 years ago or so, when I was living in Vermont, used to go to these banjo contests, Crafts Fairy, and just sort of kind of got the bug for it. And then later on in graduate school, playing the banjo was a good way to procrastinate from doing quantitative economic homework.
Oh, yeah.
So, although I've taught both, it's just fun, and the more I've dug into it, the more, like what Beth was saying, finding the older roots of the music, being the old-time music.
So you're signed up with the New Hampshire State Arts Council, doing a couple different projects. I want to talk a little bit about the other projects that you've got going on.
Well, actually, through the Humanities Council, and that would be the Hard Tax, playing with Merrick Bennett. And we were in here and did a live recording, right, last year,
we did, with Doug Farrell.
Right. Yeah, so that's a lot of fun, and we're all over it. The only way I can keep track of it is by looking at the calendar. You can find that right through the CivilWarFolkMusic.com or the Bog People, or just Google me, Woody Pringle, and you'd find that as a dashboard to find the other projects and dates. The Hard Tax would be at the NEFA Folk Festival on Saturday night, doing some awesome banjo stuff.
Okay, of course it is. Of course it's going to be awesome. T. McLean from Vermont comes from kind of a musical family, wouldn't you say, T?
I would say that, yes.
And want to tell us a little bit about how you were smitten and how you met up with these other boggers?
Well, I've always loved traditional music. I kind of grew up, my family was always a little bit oriented towards traditional music, and I played Irish style flute for a while and contra dance music, and then I think I was at a party, maybe at Woody's, and I heard old-time fiddling for the first time, and I thought, what is that? So I put the flute down and picked up the fiddle, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Do you have any other projects that are going on? Are you playing with any other bands?
I don't play with other bands. I mostly, the old-time scene is very recreational, so we spend a lot of time at each other's houses and at festivals just playing for days on end. For fun.
The Bradford Bog People, our guests in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and play another tune. This is NHPR.
Travel in North Dakota and you find less support for same-sex marriage than in most other states.
I was raised in a traditional Catholic family, but what you learned through that religious experience is what formed my early opinions of same-sex marriage and homosexuality and all that.
One of the voices David Green heard in a state that still bans gay marriage. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Bernstein Shores Education Law Group, providing sound legal counsel to New Hampshire's public and private educational institutions in Manchester and at BernsteinShore.com. And Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, presenting Lily Tomlin, comedian and star of television, theater, and motion pictures, Friday, April 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets at ccanh.com. I'm Kate McNally, and this is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And we have guests, the Bradford Bog People, in the studio with us. How about another tune, Bradford Bog People? Bradford Bog People in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about that tune?
Sure. That tune was called Wild Rose of the Mountain, and it was made well known, I guess, by the late J.P. Fraley, who was a West Virginia fiddler way back when.
That was a great sound. Great sound. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Woody Pringle, where could people catch the Bradford Bog People in performance?
Well, looking ahead with summer coming, we're doing some of the summer farmers markets, and May will be up in Lebanon on May 21st at the Lebanon Farmers Market, and then that Saturday, the 23rd, we'll be over in Norwich, Vermont at the Norwich Farmers Market. Then looking into June, we have a fun show that we do right in Bradford, the Bradford Center Meeting House, and that's a fundraiser, and that's a hoot. It's one of the New England type of meeting houses, so we don't need a PA, voice carries, and out of all the venues we do, that's one of our favorites.
Aren't you glad it's spring and you can get back to the farmers markets again?
Oh, absolutely.
At least it's tempting us with a little spring. Today was quite the day.
That's a beautiful day.
We hope it continues for another week or so. I think it's supposed to. So what about other festivals or anything like that? Have you visited the Appalachians at all? Have you gone down there to check out their music scene?
We try to. You usually go to Clifftop.
I usually go to Mount Airy or Clifftop down in North Carolina or West Virginia. I can't go this year. I have the same problem that Beth has, a little too much work.
Yeah.
But those are great festivals, are week-long festivals. There's some really great local old-time festivals in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and in Altamont, New York.
Black Creek.
Yeah, Black Creek and Harry Smith are really great festivals.
And before you know it, Old Songs will be here too, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the Altamont Black Creek Festival is at the same site as Old Songs.
Okay.
And often you might see us at bluegrass festivals in the background playing old-time music to show folks where it came from.
So what well do you draw from when you're talking, you know, when you're looking for new songs? Where do you draw your material from?
Well, not so much new. We mostly play old. And you know.
Well, you're going to have to add new old selections. Okay.
Yeah, we really like, for old fiddle tunes, old music from Kentucky. And for me, I love West Virginia. I try to go down to West Virginia and study. And songs, you always seem to find these awesome ballads.
I guess Beth and I are a little bit, Beth tends to pull a little bit more from bluegrass tradition, and I have a lot of singing friends, and they introduce me to material or old recordings.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting old recordings, and that's where you're getting your inspiration from. Yeah. Is that what you're doing for your next CD?
Well, pretty much. You know, some of the tunes that we're playing today will be on it. We've been working on it, and we love music from Kentucky. There's this really neat book by Jeff Titan called Old Time Kentucky Fiddle Tunes. So it's a wonderful resource. Old Time Herald's a great resource, too, that comes out with stories. And there's all kinds of stuff from Berea College, you know, the early recordings. We just work hard on finding old music.
So besides being old, what other criteria do you have for selecting it for the Bradford Bog people?
I think we tend to like rather dark-sounding tunes, or perhaps tunes that have extra parts or extra beats that are kind of unusual. I think we like that the most.
And what makes that attractive to you?
I really don't know. It just is.
You really have to listen to the music to play it.
Right. So if you're not a musician, you may not notice that it's that dark or that it has the extra beat.
Yeah,
correct?
I would say, yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to play another song, and then I'd like to come back and talk about what other things keep you folks busy when you're not performing with the Bradford Bog people.
Sure.
How about if we do that?
Sounds good.
The Bradford Bog people are our guests in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and they're going to play another tune. Thank you. the Bradford Bog people in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What a treat it is to hear you guys in the studio. I want to just thank you again for coming in. Want to tell us about that one, Woody?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us to come in. We've been wanting to come in for a couple of years, and again, it's just a matter of scheduling. And we finally got out of the bog and got tea over from Vermont, and we're happy to be here playing tunes. That was going back to you, Piney Mountain. And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
That's a West Virginia song. I get it from the playing of Diane Jones, and I think she got it from Jerry Mills. They're pretty well-known old-time musicians in West Virginia.
You, Woody, and you, Beth, do lessons for folks. Want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing when you're doing lessons over in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. Well, I've been teaching anyway as a part-time professor, other stuff like business, you know, or computer skills. So all my life I've been doing that hat. So for me, teaching old-time music is very easy. I just love to help people learn. And I try to only work with one or two people at a time, showing them, you know, I play very minimalistic, my approach. That's my take on the banjo because it's rhythmic percussion where the fiddle adds all the notes. And, you know, for a lot of people, that's hard to do, so I just try to do a lot of the ABCs on that.
So folks want to take some banjo lessons from an award-winning banjo player, they could visit your website and get that link.
Absolutely, or visit our website even if you don't want to take banjo lessons at thebradfordbogpeople.com or like us on social media through Facebook.
Just had to throw all of that in at one time just to make sure. Now, Beth, what about you? What's your concentration for teaching?
I have in the past had a couple of students who wanted to learn the old-time style of fiddling, and we've had a lot of fun with that. Currently, I don't have anybody right now, so it's wide open.
Okay. And T, what are you doing when you're not playing music with the Bradford Bog people?
I am a forest ecologist, so I spend a lot of my time out in the woods doing various forestry work and forest science work.
Keeping busy all the time.
Particularly in the summer.
And pretty soon it's going to get a whole lot better for your job.
Yeah.
Weather-wise,
at least.
It'll
be buggy.
I saw a bug today. I was out on a walk and I saw something flying around. I thought, you know, I would be gnashing my teeth, but instead I was saying, thanks, glad you're here. It's about time.
Yeah.
The next project, how's it going to differ from Fully Peated and the original Boglands?
Well, that was really good. We like those, and you know, it's not just me saying that. People seem to be very supportive. There was a nice write-up in this magazine, the Old Time Herald. They liked it. You've played it here a lot, and, you know, we enjoy it. So it'd be in that same track.
Okay.
You know, same type of mix-up. T plays banjo. I play banjo. We both play most of the instruments. So by breaking it up a little bit, keeps the interested listener.
And I understand you select a lot of the tunes that you play based on how people respond to them.
Absolutely. In the past, if we're playing a concert and everyone just stops and the jaw drops, I say, let's put that on the CD.
Okay.
I would say I have a particular interest in pulling out things that are not played, that people haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm. So something that might just catch their interest because it's not familiar to them.
Yes, there's a lot of really great material that we're sort of forgetting about, that's buried in archives, and it's sort of something we can do is bring it to the forefront so that people are more familiar with it.
Sounds like you enjoy playing the music and you like that live performance, but you also seems like you have a responsibility of your own to kind of preserve some of this stuff that may go unnoticed. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Personally, I'm pretty honored to be able to pass along or try to emulate what the old-time fiddlers were doing and keep that going in my own little way. So, yeah.
Want to remind us again, Woody, when people can catch you again? Farmers Market's coming up. Do you have your calendar sitting right there?
Yeah, I would go right to the website for BradfordBogPeople.com, and the calendar is right there.
Okay, and your Facebook page or group, what is that called? Facebook.
Bradford Bog People.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
So visit them there, and you're going to play another tune for us right now, the Bradford Bog People, one last tune here on the Folk Show in our studio at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Oh, fathers, now our meeting is over. Fathers, we must part. And if I never see you anymore, I'll have you in my heart.
Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore and be safe forevermore. Mothers, now our meeting is over. Mothers, we must part. And if I never see you anymore, I love you in my heart. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore and be safe forevermore. Brothers, now our meeting is over. Brothers, we must part. And if I never see you anymore, I'll love you in my heart. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore and be safe forevermore. Sisters, now our meeting is over. Sisters, we must part. And if I never see you anymore, I'll love you in my heart. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore. Yes, we'll land on shore and be safe forevermore.
That's Beth Eldridge and T. McLean, two-thirds of the Bradford Bog People here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Their albums Boglands and Fully Peated are available. You can find out more about them by visiting their website, bradfordbogpeople.com. They also have a Facebook page that you can visit. You'll want to look for them at a farmer's market near you, and also check out our calendar at nhpr.org for the listings and possibilities for when you might be able to find the Bradford Bog People near you. This is New Hampshire Public Radio, and we'd like to thank the Bradford Bog People for stopping in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is NHPR.
I'm Laura Kanoy, and tomorrow on The Exchange, Holocaust Remembrances. 70 years after the liberation of Nazi concentration camps, a series of events is occurring this week, remembering the trauma and suffering and commemorating the millions of lives taken. And organizers say with rising levels of anti-Semitism in Europe, study and remembrance is more important than ever. Send us your thoughts by email or Facebook and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Flying Monkey Performance Center in Plymouth, presenting Taj Mahal on April 18th and Tom Rush on April 24th. Tickets at flyingmonkeynh.com. And Sovereignet Communications, serving the Northeast for nearly 20 years, connecting communities, schools, and businesses with over 4,500 fiber miles. This is New Hampshire Public Radio and The Folk Show.